Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. This week, Mr. Zeron goes to France. Scott Zeron will represent Canada at an international driving event in Paris in the next few days. We'll talk to Z-Man version 2.0 about that and how good it feels to be on the cusp of winning the National Dash title here in Canada. That's straight ahead on this edition of Trot Radio, but first, out of the gate, if you're ever feeling down about things, or you think you just can't overcome life's problems, here's some required reading. This month's edition of Trot Magazine. It features driver Kurt Hughes, who 2 years ago suffered a tragic car accident that left him a quadriplegic. Kurt may be a quadriplegic, but never will he be an invalid. Here's a guy who was told by doctors not to expect much out of life after the accident, but he'd never move any of his limbs to any meaningful degree, and forget about this newlywed groom ever having children. Well, 2 years and hours of physiotherapy later, along with support from family, friends, and the harness racing community, Kurt has gone from lifting half-pound weights, barely, to 25 pounds, pushing himself around in his manual wheelchair. And oh yes, he and bride Colleen are expecting twins thanks to in vitro fertilization. Again, this is more than required reading for all of us. It's remarkable therapy. And again, do not leave your kitchen, living room, washroom, or wherever you leave your reading material until you've pored over this article twice. There's an organization in France similar to Standard Bred Canada. It's called, appropriately, Cheval Français. It's a registry for racing in France. They're having a special day on December 11th to celebrate the French Trotter. Now, they're having drivers from across the world, and one of our own is in that. He is the leading Dash winner in Canada to date. Looks like he's going to be well on his way to claiming that title. Always a pleasure to have Scott Zeron with us. Scotty, how you making out?
Everything's going good.
I guess so. You're topping the driver's list in wins. You're on top of your nearest rival, Mr. McNair, by a fair piece at this point. It might be an opportunity for him to catch up to you while you're in France.
Norm, I can promise you that nobody's going to beat me for the Dash title this year.
Now there's a chip off the old block right there. I like that. Let's take a look at what you're going to be doing over there in France. That's got to be a big thrill for you.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to go and try and get some exposure and experience something I wouldn't normally experience out there.
I'm sure you're going to be thrilled by just the amount of interest that is there in France for harness racing. You'd swear that it was, you know, 1960 Yonkers all over again when you go there. It is a big deal over there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really excited to find out. I have no clue what to expect, and I hope they put on a good show.
You got one drive, I understand. Is that right?
Just one drive.
Okay.
For $0.
Really?
With 14 horses, so it's a 1 in 14 chance, and they're trotters.
Are they going to go a mile, or is it a distance race?
2,100 meters. Yeah. It'd be like a mile and 3/8.
Mile and 3/8. Now, obviously, that's something that you're going to have to recalibrate your mental clock around. Have you been doing some practicing in that regard?
My goal is to keep the trotter flat, Norm. That is the only thing I want to do.
And win by attrition.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you're going to be in some pretty select company over there, and congratulations for being Canada's representative. Again, you know, we're talking about a country in France that takes their harness racing very seriously as a sport, and I mean it's wonderful to see. Hopefully, we can recapture that fever over here. Congratulations also on Saturday afternoon. You hit the 1,000 win plateau at Flamborough. There's a select group of drivers that have hit that milestone at age 21. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it was an absolute thrill to have done it. And at the beginning of the year, I thought it probably wasn't possible, but I ended up coming through, and my whole family was there. My dad even came out to watch in the afternoon. And they had told me, too, before I started that race day, they said, make sure you win two at Flamborough, because that'll seal the deal for the 1,000, because we're not going to Georgian tonight. So I came through, and I got it done.
Sounds like something your dad would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had some great highlights all year. Which moment would stand out the most? Would it still be the Gold Cup and Saucer win down east?
It would have to be. That was just an absolute thrill. Obviously, going to Paris is going to be pretty exciting, too. And and I hope that comes just as close.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, were you, you know, if you manage to win that race in Paris, I mean, it's gravy. But, boy, that really is a great accomplishment for somebody your age. Now, the question is, how do you top this in 2011?
Yeah, and you know what? I haven't even thought that far. But I don't even know. I'm going to try and go back to the Gold Cup and toss and do the same thing.
Attaboy. You know, you really are a great example to any young person who's considering harness racing as a career, because you really did it right, kid. You got your education down, you got that out of the way, and now you're pursuing your career. Who do you credit for putting you on that right path?
Oh, my family, for sure, because I never wanted to go to college or university. I just wanted to do straight horse racing.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what, they might not always be there, you make sure you get your education done, and it didn't even affect my racing. I did it in the daytime and raced at night.
Yeah, how's that for living the dream, huh?
Yeah.
So you got your diploma in business and marketing?
In accounting.
In accounting, okay. Well, that's perfect. Are you planning to go into training? Because if you do, you've already got the business sense.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm going to further the education in accounting, but I definitely have it as a backup. I think the horse race is working out for now.
No, that's what I meant. I mean, if you decide to do training full-time along with driving, you know, you're going to be running a business in essence, and so having the accounting background is going to help you a lot. What would you say to somebody who's not from a racing family, who has really fallen in love with our game, and we know they're a minority, but nonetheless, wants to be a driver just like Scott Zeron? What kind of advice would you give them?
I think you'd have to attach yourself to a trainer. You have to work for a trainer and work with him to get you some drives, and that would be how you would get drives and be a full-time driver. And that's how I kind of started out too, even though I had my father, Victor Putty, come behind and give me his entire stable to drive. That's what really gets you going.
Yeah, and you've got to remind them about the mucking of stalls and all that goes along with the dues paying, right?
Yeah.
You're well on your way to claiming the driving title for 2011 in terms of dash wins. That's a remarkable accomplishment, and it's so nice to see you and so many other young guys putting it to the big boys, like the Waples and the McDonald's and the Jamesons. I mean, that's got to feel great.
Oh, for sure, Dad.
Playing with the big dogs, my son. Well, keep up the good work. All the best out in France, and we'll look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Thank you very much, man.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Thanks again. Bye-bye.